Health officials are considering changes to the way the state operates Medicaid. The 2013 legislature approved rate increases to providers of Medicaid, the government health service for the poor. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says stakeholders are applauding some of the changes, but suppliers of medical equipment see a big problem.
The Department of Public Health and Human Services is unveiling how it plans to execute directives from state lawmakers. Ray Bush works as a program officer with the department's Hospital and Clinical Services Bureau.
These amendments will address a 2% increase in Medicaid fees to providers as mandated by House Bill 2 of the 63rd Montana Legislature.
Bush speaks for about 18 minutes here, and it might sound pretty dry to the uninitiated.
ARM 37-86-3020 removes the outpatient conversion factor regarding the APC fee schedule.
It's a lot of little code changes like that, but it actually amounts to some big shifts for providers of Medicaid services. Changes to the time certain medical services should take, changes to the price providers can bill Medicaid for the services. And those prices providers are allowed to charge Medicaid are going up in a lot of cases. Orientation mobility specialist Becky Fawcett Monroe says she's delighted to support the changes for children's medical services.
For the first time, our children are going to be listed under special services, and the school districts will help to be reimbursed with this act.
President of the Big Sky Association of Medical Equipment Suppliers, Mike Calcaterra, agrees a lot of the changes are positive, but he cannot support the overall package.
One of the reasons I'm here is to, unfortunately, oppose these rule changes.
And it stems from this part, described again from DPHHS's Ray Bush.
Medicare is changing its reimbursement methodology for diabetic testing supplies to a competitive bidding model.
And here's what Mike Calcaterra with the medical equipment suppliers does not like about this model. He says Medicaid will have multiple companies try to lowball each other on the price of a certain item. In this case, it's these diabetic testing strips. Medicaid will then set the price of that item somewhere in the middle of the lowest bidders. If those low bidders say, oh, whoops, we can't make that work, we're out, Medicaid then moves up the list of higher bidders.
But they don't change the median price. So you have a bunch of people who are accepting contracts for amounts quite a bit lower than what they said they could do it for.
He says sometimes companies gamble on that, taking the bid to secure the Medicaid contracts because it's a lot of patience, but hoping the price will go up later. So what Calcaterra says is happening with these diabetes testing strips is Medicaid is lowering the bid it will allow for them by a lot, a total of 70%.
So currently they were getting paid about $39 a box for testing strips. On July 1st, that's going to go to $10.49.
He says providers in Montana can't make it work for that price.
So this is going to create a huge access problem for Montanans.
He says if no company takes the Medicaid bid for these strips, patients will need to buy them out of pocket or not get them at all. Calcaterra says he sent a letter to Governor Steve Bullock asking for an increase in that proposed fee allowance. An official with the Department of Public Health and Human Services familiar with that rate change was unavailable for comment. The changes go into effect on the 1st of July. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.